Today is Thursday, January 13th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I'm excited, and I probably shouldn't be, because I read, and this is because someone told me this at church, but I read that we're supposed to get snow on Saturday, and I love snow. Love it, love it, love it. But I should not get excited, because I'll tell you why. I'm in this weird location. I could drive an hour north and be in a location where they get all kinds of snow, because I appear to live in this cusp area where, you know, we could get snow when all these major snowstorms come through. You know, they even named it. It's like a winter storm Izzy or something. I don't remember what the name was, but there's a name. I want to say Izzy, but that's probably wrong. And like I've said many times before, when I first moved to North Arkansas, I feel like they just guaranteed snow every year. And then global warming has just bumped that snow up a little bit further north. And so sometimes we get snow, but it's not nearly as much as Kathy Bacon gets in North Dakota or South Dakota. She doesn't live in North Dakota. And I don't know if I would want that much snow, but I don't know, two or three times a year, a really good snow would be fantastic. But so they said, oh, if we have church. And I was thinking, oh, they're going to follow, they're going to heed the warnings of, you know, everyone, and they're going to cancel church because of, you know, COVID. And oh, no, you know, the trumpet player sitting next to me said, oh, no, not COVID. We're supposed to have winter weather on Saturday. And I was like, really? So, of course, we're not canceling church for COVID. I mean, heaven forbid, literally, that we should do that. But right now, the forecast on, and it, you know, these weather people, they cannot predict. Now, it's a lot better than it was back in the dark ages, I know. But it seems like they're always hedging their bets and they're wrong half the time. But it says snow likely, temperatures nearly steady in the mid-30s. Winds north at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Chance of snow, 80%. Snow accumulating 1 to 3 inches. That's in the daytime. And we have a 60% chance of another inch in the evening. It's getting down to 21 degrees on Saturday. So I hope I have a good 4 to 6 inches of snow. Now I know for those of you in South Dakota, Kathy Bacon, you know, that's nothing. You know, 6 inches of snow is nothing. It's kind of like, you know, AOL inches for gay folks. But I know that's nothing for you. But for me, that is something. So anyway, I'm excited. I'm going to get out the sled. I don't know what I'm going to. Sydney loves snow. And for those of you who are new listeners, that's my dog. And she will bury her face in the snow. And when she lifts her face, she's got all this snow caked on her nose. It's the cutest thing. So I want to correct something. Because I specifically spent most of yesterday's episode, a lot of yesterday's episode, answering a question from Scotty Little Aussie Battler about PTO and what it is. Paid time off. Paid time off. Paid time off. And Gary, who I love to death, but Gary tweeted me and said, you didn't answer the main question of what is PTO. Gary, just for you, I'd like to play a little clip of yesterday's episode. All right? let's have a listen. Why don't we? And I have to drive so far. I'm having to take 5 of my paid time off days, which is what PTO stands for. Paid time off days, which is what PTO stands for. And I say it a second time. Let's just listen. In order to go get my haircut. So the way it works is at my company, we switched to paid time off and there it is again, paid time off. Said it twice. So Gary, I just want to let you know. Haha. I did answer the question. So last night I went to orchestra rehearsal, nothing major there. You know, I keep debating whether I should do these things or not because of COVID. And but I did anyway, out of guilt. And so I went, but they ended early because I hate to even say it. They ended early because a lot of the workers that provide childcare for the choir and orchestra, those that have children, during our rehearsal were out with COVID. So they had to end the rehearsal early so we could, yeah. And then I get home and I decided I'm going to pick up Whataburger on the way home. But now what I've done, so, you know, I wouldn't say that I'm dieting right now, but I'm trying to slowly, you know, just start doing a little bit better with my eating. I'm trying this, you know, slow but steady approach. I don't know if it's going to work. But the first step was try to minimize eating fast food. At least, you know, I don't know, 5 out of the 7 days a week, eat at home. Basically. Now that could be whatever, although I'm trying to keep it within a reasonable caloric amount. But I'm buying a lot of frozen things that I can just pop in the oven and, you know, like frozen lasagna or whatever. And I've been eating a lot of salads, so I have been doing that. Although I like dressing a lot, so I don't know if that's like this poppy seed dressing. Oh my God, it's so good. But I went to, on Wednesday nights, I pick up food and I decided I was going to get Whataburger. But what I've been doing at Whataburger is getting a junior burger to reduce the number of calories. So I got that. But when I got home, Mark had all this time while I was rehearsing to do his workout, his Peloton workout. And I was home early, but he had, I don't know, an hour and a half. And he was running around like a chicken with his head cut off. And he had not done this workout yet. And so my fries got cold because I had to wait on him to do this workout. Now, I put them in the air fryer. It was okay. I warmed them back up. But, you know, I really like my fries to be warm and toasty. And that's basically it. So I have a couple of more. Dean Barney must have caught up with a few episodes because he tweeted several times today. He said, "Hey Adam, we say black British or British black." So we say African Americans. Apparently they say black British or British black. He says, "Hey Adders, you would probably enjoy 9 out of 10 cats British show." Is that the countdown one? There's one where they pick random letters and they have to get the, they have to, I don't know, make up a word and whoever gets the longest word. And then they have another one where they pick random numbers and they have to try to get to a number by doing math. And then he also says James Corden is very unpopular in the UK because they don't like people who come to the US and get popular here. I love James Corden. I don't care about you guys. And Dean Barney gets 40 paid holiday days a year, plus up to 365 days paid sick leave if needed, and nearly all workers are unionized in the UK. Yeah. It's not as, I mean, there are a lot of unions here, but it's definitely not as big as it is in the UK. And lastly, I don't know, Scotty Battler. Oh, he said he hadn't listened yet. I said to listen. I don't get this one. Scotty says Adam has a room lined with those foam panels, but he lives in a giant mansion with tons of available rooms. I'm not sure. He's replying to something that Faye Driver said, so it's not related to the podcast. I'm just trying to catch up. All right, well, I'm going to end there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.